some good news on a Friday from California, where water conservation efforts seem to be working. The report for July is in. The state's Water Resources Control Board reports that water use in urban areas was down 31% compared with 2013.
Yay. More than the 25% residents were asked to cut. As we all know, the state's heading into its fifth year of historic drought. When we visited San Diego, Jeremy, in June, the new mandatory restrictions on water use were just going into effect. We met people ripping out lawns, you know, gathering water in tarps on their roofs and in their showers and buckets. I took a ride with a water cop, Chris Gerke, patrolling a neighborhood looking for water waste. Here's a little of Chris from that day.
If we receive a complaint from a citizen, we will go out and take a look and investigate to make sure that it's valid. If it is a violation, then we will notify the owner with a letter. And if we ever get a second complaint about that same address, then we send it over to the code enforcement people, and they are the ones who are authorized to issue citations.
Well, now the July report card, the second one since June, and it shows that for two straight months now, Californians have cut back. Amy Quinton is the environment reporter for Capital Public Radio. She joins us from the Sacramento Bureau. And Amy, first of all, is this surprising? Your thoughts on this big cut?
Well, I don't know that it's too surprising. I mean, in June, we saw a 27% cut. So it's really only a bit of increase in conservation. But, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, it's the summer months and it's your biggest chance to conserve. So that's what we're looking at. You know, most of the water cities use is because of watering lawns. So if people just stop watering their lawns, then you can save a tremendous amount.
Yeah. And we should point out that this is just 20% of the total water usage in the state that we're grading here. This doesn't include the 80% that's agriculture, but we hear there's success there as well, more irrigation as opposed to water spraying off in the air. But what do you think the reason for the success with residents is? You mentioned, okay, maybe you just stop watering your lawn, but is it the threat of fines or what is it?
I think it's a combination of things. I think certainly education. I mean, the messaging is out there. And, you know, people are drought shaming. You know, there's complaints. If you look back at the number of complaints, this is something the regulators keep track of. In both June and July, they've increased. In May, statewide, there were only about 28,000. Now they're more than 40,000. And also enforcement. You know, the number of penalties has increased dramatically. It went from around 1,700 to over 15,000. These are people being issued fines within the city.
Well, are some communities doing better than others? Because we visited communities in the San Diego area that, you know, maybe people could afford to keep their lawns and pay the fines. But then you mentioned the shaming. And so there was thinking maybe, you know, it's not worth it to pay the money. You know, but are there some communities that are still holding out because maybe they can't afford to pay those fines?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I've actually seen on Twitter people drought shaming with pictures of houses of their neighbors online. So, but there are definitely some doing better than others. There are some communities that are conserving 40%. Others are still like 15% away from their target or over 15% away from their target. So it really – it's a wide variety.
Well, you know, I mentioned communities where they feel they could afford to pay the fines. Are there communities that feel they can't afford to save? You know, are there some communities where there's either a language issue or just for whatever the reason they're not getting the message – and I'm speaking of mostly low-income communities here – that they can't sort of keep up with this demand?
Well, there's four suppliers, actually, I should point this out, that they are not meeting their conservation targets by a large majority. I mean, there's this town called Livingston. It's in the Central Valley. And it is where Foster Farms Chicken is located. And their industry uses a large amount of water. And so while the residents may be trying to conserve as much as they can, they're simply not meeting their target.
Yeah.
And so state regulators are working with them to see what kind of alternatives they can come up with.
Yeah. Meanwhile, there was a lot of rain last month. That must have helped.
I do believe that helped, you know, and there was a lot of rain and cool temperatures in May as well. And, you know, when it rains, people turn off their sprinklers. You don't need it. And
yeah.
It's actually a law here now that you have to turn off your sprinklers when it's raining. So,
yeah. Well, and sprinklers could be a thing of the past. Amy Quinton, environment reporter for Capital Public Radio there in Sacramento. Thank you.
My pleasure.